Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, Zach, couple news releases to touch on. The first one that came out May 26th, this is a pretty significant news release, I think, because it's the first drill results that you've gotten in really any of your programs. This coming from the Frotet project and the Renault Gold Discovery. This project is in northern Quebec. The headline number here, over 90 grams per ton gold, over 5.72 meters. This is a very impressive hit. A total of 15 holes were reported in this news release, but again, focused on this high grade and with pretty good width, over 5 meters. What drew you to this target here early on this drill program?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure. Renault is a totally greenfield discovery that we made actually Q1 in 2020. That followed about 2 years of systematic regional exploration in the Frotet Evans Greenstone Belt of northern Quebec. So to kind of reiterate for viewers who aren't familiar, our listeners, Kennerland is obviously focused on early stage exploration, the discovery of new mineral deposits. We identified a belt in northern Quebec that was kind of wide open in 2017. We staked about 56,000 hectares, which is about 560 square kilometers. And immediately optioned it to Sumitomo Metal Mining at the time. We were private, and we were more of a project generator, whereas today we're sort of a hybrid explorer. But right after we optioned it to Sumitomo Metal Mining, we started carrying out systematic regional till sampling over that entire 56,000-hectare property. 2 years of that and 6,000 samples later, we identified a really big gold anomaly, golden till anomaly, in the southern portion of our property. And what was interesting was there was no mineral occurrences in the Quebec database. There was no drill holes in the Quebec database in that particular area. And so we were pretty fascinated by it. And we sent out a lot of prospectors to look for boulders. We had a big team out there kind of hunting around for boulders. And sure enough, we started to find them. And one of the first boulders that we assayed ran 400 grams per ton. So we knew right away that there was potential for high-grade gold. And that was in 2019. And then in Q1 2020, we undertook the very first diamond drill program. We drilled about 7,800 meters over about a 2-kilometer-long area, testing various geophysical targets, chargeability, and magnetic gradients. That resulted in an intercept of 29 meters at 8.5 grams, including 11 meters at 18, which happens to be now on what we're calling the R1 structure, which is a kind of corridor of a vein, structurally controlled vein-hosted kind of corridor. And we also hit, in that program, we hit another hole. In the second hole of the program, we hit 3.75 meters at 16 grams, a kilometer away to the south. And a few other notable hits in there. So we were really excited that we had found this new gold system. You know, there's no outcrop anywhere. It's kind of sitting under a shallow till cover and beneath a shallow bay of a lake. After we announced that first drill program, the market was on a tear last summer. So we took the company public and we raised $10 million on that financing. And we started trading early this year. And then we launched the second drill program, the second kind of significant drill program, which we have started to release results, which you just mentioned. So we've put out results from 15 of those kind of 30 holes. There's a total of just over 8,500 meters drilled on this campaign, following up on that initial discovery. And what we found here was that the gold mineralization is structurally controlled, vein-hosted, which we knew it was vein-hosted. We were kind of unsure of the structural nature of it, but now we've defined what we're calling the R1 structure, which is an east-west trending vein. And as you mentioned, there's some pretty spectacular hits on it. We kind of drilled from the other direction as that 29 meters at 8.5 grams, and we hit 5.72 meters at 90 grams. at over 90 grams. And then the 250-meter step out to the west hit 25.33 meters at 6.29 grams per ton. And then some other notable intercepts out to the east as well. So east and west, we kind of stepped out from that 007. We kept hitting the structure. So now we understand it is indeed structurally controlled. It's trending east-west. You know, there's hits almost over 500 meters to the north that hit 2.7 meters at 15.87 grams per ton. There's hits almost a kilometer to the south, like that 3.75 meters at 16 grams per ton and 4.93 meters at 9.5 grams per ton. So there's other structures in here that we think are trending east-west as well now. And so, you know, we have this footprint that's about 2 kilometers kind of north-south. But within that, we have these east-west trending kind of stacked vein sets going east-west, which, you know, bodes obviously well for the future and additional discoveries, the potential for additional discoveries.
All right. So, look, you're hitting high grade. It sounds like all over the place, but also, as you said, structurally controlled. So right now you're seeing about 2 kilometers of the strike. What's the potential size here? What other work are you going to do just outside of where you have already drilled?
So the Renault discovery area is about 2 kilometers north-south. There's obviously gold anomalies, a long trend that continues about 3 kilometers to the south. Some of the additional drilling that we're going to put out was targeting some regional areas along trend. But so far, we're confident we have at least 2 kilometers of strike, not along the veins, but just along that corridor. And again, the veins are almost perpendicular to that corridor. So I'm not sure, I can't comment on the actual potential size here, but it's a significant footprint for a gold system. You know, there's going to be multiple structures hosting high-grade gold mineralization. There's lots to follow up on.
So one thing we do need to outline, too, is that this Fratette project is in partnership with Sumitomo Metal Mining Canada. Sumitomo has fulfilled its requirement to earn an 80% interest in this project, and going forward, exploration expenditures will be split on that 80-20 basis. Give us a bit more information about this partnership with Sumitomo Metal Mining. Who's the operator? Who's driving the news flow? And what's the technical committee look like to continue this exploration?
That's a great question. You know, from the outset on this project, it's been a real partnership with Sumitomo. We work hand in hand with them in terms of, you know, designing the exploration programs and the budgets. Kennerland's always been the operator, and we still are the operator. For that, we get a 10% flat management fee on the total exploration budget, which does generate significant revenue for Kennerland, so that can't be ignored. But in terms of who's driving the bus, you know, I would say it's a totally collaborative. You know, Kennerland, for the most part, designs the initial kind of idea, the concept, and the targets. But then, you know, we present that to the technical committee. And normally, you know, there's a lot of agreeance in terms of what the approach is. And we totally value their input and suggestions as well, and incorporate all of that into the programs as well. There's a lot of experience on the Sumitomo side, and these guys they've made big discoveries. Some of the management on that side was actually on the ground, you know, for the discovery of Pogo up in Alaska when it was with the Stone Boy joint venture, and they saw that from greenfields exploration all the way to development and production. So you know, we're super excited to be working with these guys, and it's been a great partnership.
Let's also talk about news that came out on April 30th. The company, Kennerland, has acquired district-scale land package in Ontario's Red Lake District. This is called the South Uchi property. This was acquired from a private company. What drew you to this land acquisition?
Yeah, so most of the ground was actually staked, and then we did a deal with a prospector there to pick up some claims within that. But again, this goes with the same theme that we've been following since the inception of Kennerland, which is identify areas of high geologic prospectivity that are underexplored and ideally covered with glacial till, because if it was sticking out of the ground, someone else would have found it. So this falls right into that category. We staked about we staked and acquired around 70,000 hectares of ground there. So all of our projects have some serious scale to them. And the plan there is to, you know, fly a LIDAR survey, do a quaternary geology, like a surficial study, design a comprehensive regional till sampling program, and carry that out this fall. And that was the same exact approach we took in the Frodo Evans Belt, which led us to the discovery at Renault. So, you know, it does work. Greenfields exploration is effective, probably more so than people actually realize if you do it properly. And, of course, you got to be in the right rocks. And the Bertucci Greenstone Belt is a hell of a prospective area. I mean, you got Spring Pole there. It's a 20 million ounce deposit. You're sitting right in the Confederation Lake Assemblage Volcanics, which is what the LP at Great Bear's Dixie Project is hosted in. And I think that, you know, that is, we're in that Southern Confederation Lake Assemblage, which has been overlooked. And I think Great Bear's success, you know, turned some obvious attention to it. And we were able to snap up a lot of open ground along a big major structure and sub-province boundary there. So, yeah, we'll carry out that till sampling just like we did on our other projects and see where that leads us.
All right. So, Zach, wrap us up then with a general recap of the drilling that's ongoing at any of the company's projects, because there's a handful of projects here, but then also the news flow that investors can expect, please.
Definitely. So, you know, we talked a lot about Renault and the discovery or the understanding now of the structural control of that gold system, particularly the R1 structure, which we've tagged some really high grade gold mineralization over about 550 meters strike. The upcoming drill program at that project is looking like up to 20,000 meters starting in July. We're going to put about 10,000 meters into the R1 structure alone. That'll be drilling it off on 50 meter centers down to about 300 meters depth and hopefully extending the strike to the east and west as well. So that again starts in July. It'll be continuing until October. So continual news flow out of that through the end of the year. And then another project we're extremely excited about is any day now we'll start coring up at the Healy project in the Good Pasture District of Alaska that hosts Pogo, which is another, you know, 10 plus million ounce monster gold system. And Healy has never been drilled before with diamond drilling. This is, you know, completely another grassroots find. Newmont really identified the system in 2010 to 2013, put it on the shelf. We picked it up in 2018 and added a lot of detailed data. So we're launching the first diamond drill program up there, hopefully another discovery to come. And then at the tail end of the summer, we're going to be poking some holes into really big porphyry target on our Tanacross project in eastern Alaska, which that hosts a gold-rich porphyry copper system of the same age as Casino, which sits over in the Yukon. It's a 3 billion tons porphyry system. So it's got some serious potential up there as well for porphyry copper, a new gold system in the Good Pasture being drilled, and then advanced follow-up on our discovery in northern Quebec. So there's no shortage of news flow throughout to the end of the year and beyond.
Yeah, lots going on with this company, and it was nice to see the share price also react quite nicely recently, especially to these drill results that we talked about that were released May 26th. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Kennerland Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Zach regarding any of the work that's ongoing, please email those to me, fleck@kereport.com. Zach, I appreciate the update. Keep up the good work. It sounds like I'll be having you back on the show more regularly as more results continue to come out of the company. So keep us up to date on that, Zach, and we'll chat again soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Corey.